Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Tom, Uncle Tom in the bunker. And, you know, I just learned something and I'll share it with you. You know, if a black conservative runs for anything, the first thing the communists do is they label him an Uncle Tom or her an Uncle Thomasina. So I did a little checking on Uncle Tom. You know, Uncle Tom was very Christ-like. In one part of Uncle Tom's cabin, the slaves are out in the field picking cotton, and there's a real rat Democrat, and he punishes them if they don't produce enough. And he whips them. And there was a woman who just couldn't fill the bag. And she was going to get whipped. And Uncle Tom knew that if she got whipped, she would die. So he gave her his bag, and he took the lash for her. How's that? Isn't that Christ-like? And here people call blacks who go conservative or Republican, they call them Uncle Toms. They don't even know the meaning of Uncle Tom because they've been brainwashed by the communists. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party. More tea, anybody? My topic today is Trump is ahead, but he's still the underdog. Trump may be on top, but he's the underdog. The rhinos, the democamos, and the communist media have teamed up to destroy the outsider. He is too brash, too bold. He refuses to take bribes or direction from special interest lobbies. And when he's president, the only lobby is going to be in his hotel. When attacked, he strikes back like a mongoose on a cobra. 10 minutes after the media lies about him, he strikes back tenaciously. Will he do the same to America's enemies? You betcha. I'm quoting Sarah Palin. You betcha. Will he waste time defining radical Islam? I'm going to jump to a tune. I've got a call coming in.
Flip McHale off your face. Brought in all the old disgrace that Blackfoot with him stormed your place. Drove you up to the ferns. Grace said victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh O'Byrne.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Dave will never put Dave will dare. Now could William hardly dare, fallen into your sorrow.
Loudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch Shilley is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Sam Ear's green veil.
On them the mountain near, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Dauntless Red Hugh. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell Boone.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north. The bard is brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under the coat of mail.
Deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wind, your godless dread war cry, O'Donnell Boone.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about the interruption. There's in that tune, O'Donnell Boone. They say Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing. You know who Princely O'Neill is? He's the guy who took out Bin Laden. And when they were interviewing him, you know, they were trying to go touchy-feely, you know, and make him look like a barbarian. You know how the communists do it, right? Probably... he avenged the deaths of 3,100 Americans, 2,900 that the government recognizes, and 200 unborn babies, pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. And they said to O'Neill, well, how didn't you do it? He says, oh, I saw him. I went bap, bap, bap. He said, could you repeat that? Said, yeah, I saw him and I went bap, bap, bap. And that's how quick it was over. God bless Princely O'Neill. Okay, so we're talking about Trump is the underdog. And will he attacks tenaciously anybody who attacks him or us? And will he do the same to America's enemies? And I quoted Sarah Palin, you betcha. Well, will he waste time defining radical Islam? Hell no. Will he make great again? In two lambs of a sheikh's tail. 2 months before the first debate, Fox News was playing subtle sabotage, dropping hints and guffaws about Trump like he was a sideshow. Then they tried to kneecap him at the first debate. Brett Baer led off with a slight cheap shot. Then Chris Malice Wallace tried a weak attack, following the rising star who would turn Fox News into Fox News. Whoopi Behar Kelly pulled a Rosie O'Donnell on our Latino hero, El Trumpo, the job czaro. Fox News is now paying for that foolish mistake in viewers. They went from fair and impartial to unfair and partial. They went from we report to you decide. to We Distort and We Deride. So OAN and Newsmax now fill Kelly's slot. Even Charlie Gasparino, Yoon, who I thought was a real diplomat, Lousy Lowry from the National Rhino Review, and Billy Kristallnacht from the Weekly Stand Down. Weekly is W-E-A-K-L-Y. They followed Fixed News instructions. The only Sean Hannity was fair and impartial, and to this day he remains so. And he has all of the candidates on. Frank Lump Luntz, he polled with a stacked deck. And the first time he did an interview, he tried to do the same thing that Fox News did to Trump. And O'Reilly, he's the master of subtle sabotage. He uses a put-down laugh to put down Trump's ratings. So, having said that, let me set up to read the rest of the story. And in the meantime, I will give you a tune.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, wake and sleep and laugh and weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. A laughing and weeping, longer than always is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. Love you more.
Back to Trump. Everybody is pooling all their resources and they're concentrating on destroying Trump. And they're pretending that they like Cruz and Rubio. But first they want to destroy Trump. Then they'll destroy Cruz and Rubio. Trump is repetitive in his self-praise, but he is branding his position. Soon everybody who defends him will know his talking points, whether it is to bomb the S out of ISIS or getting generals off of TV and back on the battlefield. His number one goal, and we should all pay attention to this and we should support him for it, is to make America great again. This goes against everything taught in communist schools. Now the backstabbing rhinos and the flag-burning Democrats team up with the communist media to destroy freedom's last chance. If you are a Harry Truman real Democrat in the tradition of your ancestors, get out of that party of death to little children. Harry Truman, as he was being sworn in as president, pulled the Bible out of the Supreme Court justice's hands, and the last convention, the Democrats kicked God out. They had him call the roll three times, and three times it was get rid of God. And then the last roll, they couldn't do it. The controller said, well, if we get rid of God, we're not going to win. Let's pretend that that the vote was keep God in. And you can Google it on YouTube and just do a God, Democrats God roll call vote convention. Yeah. Google the truth and see it for yourself. 40 days before 9/11, 40 Democrat senators voted to burn the flag, along with Mitch McConnell and Hillary Clinton. They called burning our sacred shroud of freedom. They called it freedom of speech, which we no longer have. In 1993, under the kick the can Clintons and take the money, Osama bin Laden attacked the WTC. Both useless parties laughed it off as JV teamwork. The Clintons had an opportunity to take out bin Laden and take a clean shot while he was falcon hunting in Afghanistan. But the Clintons declined because he was with an Emirates prince whose father may have been a big Clinton speech payer. Sudan offered us bin Laden and the Clintons declined. Then bin Laden struck again in Yemen, the birthplace of his mother. They put a giant hole in the USS Cole, killing over 20 sailors. We had to rent a Swedish tow ship to bring the Cole home to Pascagoula, Mississippi. Bin Laden in Afghanistan at the celebration of his son Mohammed's wedding read a poem that went something like this. The USA is like a giant warship, but it is only an illusion of power. It will not see the dinghy bobbing in the waves that will sink it, and we didn't. And it really plagued me. In my book, I go into the sinking of the USS Cole. And my big question was, why didn't we sweep the port before we went in there? And later on, and nobody knows this because it was communist Alzheimer's news, the Navy pulled into Aqaba in Jordan. And they didn't sweep the dock area. And Al-Qaeda got in there and set up mortars. And they started to shell the ships. And the ships had to pull out. That's all bad homework, man. You cannot make... I'm watching. God bless the Mexicans. If all Mexicans that come into this country are like the eight guys across from me on the roof up there, working without safety harnesses, they're up there, one of them falls off, he's out of business. If he survives, he's out of business. He's going to lose his job. He'll never be able to work on a roof again. There's eight of them up there, and they're working like ants. You know how strong ants are and how they continuously work? These guys are fantastic. They're fantastic. If all aliens were like that, I got to tell you something. Most Americans don't care about color. They only care about, are you a worker or are you a succubus? If you're a worker, you're welcome. And those eight guys up there are more than welcome. I'll take them any day in the week. And I can hear them all speaking Spanish. But some will stay, some will take the money and go home, contributing. And I got to tell you something else. There's a ghetto in my borough. And in the ghetto, at 6 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mexicans start sitting on apartment house steps. They don't live in those apartment houses. The ghetto people live in those apartment houses. At 6 o'clock in the morning, they're still sleeping. The Mexicans are sitting on the front steps, and all of a sudden, up pulls up brand new trucks, pickups, contractors. I'll take four. I'll take six. In 10 minutes, they're all gone. They're at work. And here we got jerks that we pay money to come on TV and tell us what the unemployment rate is. They should be on that roof over there. Yeah, really, I feel bad. And you know what a safety harness costs? $40. It is really sad. And where's the inspectors? The inspectors aren't here today because it's the day after Thanksgiving. Okay, let me go back. I got some Mexican music. I'm tempted to play it for them, but they might dance off the roof. So I'm not doing it. The Clintons had an opportunity to take out Bin Laden. You said that, okay. And we talked about Bin Laden's poem. And the Clintons successfully kicked all the cans down the road. Along comes George Bush, the bag holder, believing he's going to have a good old time like President Pinocchio Pants had. 9 months into his run, he's on the run, as is the whole country, being chased by an Islamic cloud as the Clinton towers come down. Senator Clinton, the flag burner and a blame deflector. Watch the Democrats. Never look at what they're pointing at. Look at what they don't want you to see. Clinton, the blame deflector, shouted on the floor of the Senate. What did Bush know and when did he know it? He knew nothing. You knew everything. Fast forward to Benghazi, and once again, Democrats get us into war and leave us to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. Now we have a President Obama who bails out failing communist and terrorist countries. He releases 6,000 drug dealers with the lie that they commit nonviolent crimes. No drug dealer commits nonviolent crimes. They destroy minds, bodies, and souls. He releases 6,000 drug dealers lying that they commit nonviolent crimes. He needs them on the streets of ghettos and suburbs to handle his big Cuban drug deal, soon to be delivered on cruise ships. Three have already signed up. Am I saying they're going to have drugs on there? Are you saying they couldn't? Yeah. They can build some nice compartments in those ships. 44,000 Americans OD'd this year with drugs delivered by nonviolent Democrats. That doesn't count the rehab tab, which we all pay through Obamacare. And now everybody is doing heroin because the price of cocaine is expensive. Soon the government tax vampires will be taxing the heroin too. Fast forward to Benghazi, and once again, Democrats get us into war and leave us to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. Oh, I said that already. Okay. And that doesn't count to rehab, Ted. We lost our country and we won't get it back with rhinos and camos. We need Action Man. We need El Trumpo. If he says he can do it, he will do it. And by the way, he's not saying anything, but he hates drugs. Just ask his kids. When Obama won an infection, he hit the ground running. He turned this country upside down. He doubled the national debt and turned American against American, using phony communist issues like global warming. The liars announced today that since before the Industrial Revolution, Earth's temperature has increased 1.5 degrees. I'd like to see the proof. And what's 1.5 degrees? When he is rearming the Iranians, who are going to give us global warming at 5,000 degrees. Okay, I'm going to give you a tune. I'll give you a little Johnny Mathis. How many times have you heard somebody in a conversation about politics and candidates say, "I'm so tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. Why vote for either of them? Get away from both of them. Rebuild America with Trump. He's a doer." And he does today, not mañana. His enemies will say he bankrupts companies, then bails them out. Great. Let him start with the bankrupt USA. Hey, China, how much we owe you? $500 billion this year? Would you take 10 cents on the dollar? Yeah. We need more money per family. We need more money on jobs. We need the strongest military that our enemies we'll believe we are when Trump takes over. Not because some two-bit lying politician who never served his country says so. I like the bravery of them when they're on the... I remember Al Bin Gore, the guy that sold out to Al Jazeera. Al Bin Gore, Jazeera. And Joe Liverwish. Joe Liverwish used to disgust me because he got over on so many people. They said he's one of the guys that can reach across the aisle. And he was Orthodox Jewish. He was only honoring 8 commandments. Thou shalt not kill, he took off the list. Yeah. He voted to burn the flag. And anybody that votes to burn the flag to me is a traitor. And he votes to kill kids, partial birth abortion. Now, you know, I've heard the saying, if you save one life, you save the world. And Joe wasn't doing that. But you see, the media loved him. The media covered up for him. And the Republicans thought they could get along with him. And they were, but here's the thing. They were campaigning. They were going to be president and vice president. And they were up on the party platform. And what do you think they're doing? They're dancing around, and they're shouting the following words. We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Na, 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 na. And there's a guy sharpening a box cutter in the Hindu Kush who says, not anymore. So beware of who says we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth. So, his enemies say he bankrupts companies, then bails them out. Good. Every time I turn on the news or go online, Trump is being attacked. Listen to this. And it's going to get worse. Because the more it becomes obvious that he is going to win the election, they're going to get real dirty. They're going to go right into hell and talk to Satan. They're going to come up with crap you won't believe. Cain was liked. Everybody liked Cain. Every time he gave a speech, people loved him. They loved him because he was black, right? The racists. We're supposed to be the racist party. The racist party. We have one African American on the party platform. We got 2 Latinos. We got I know there's a Greek on there. And we got an Italian businesswoman. And who else? Oh, we got Bobby Jindal, who just dropped out. And he's a good man, Bobby Jindal. And he's an example of what racism is not in this country anymore. But the communists want that race fire to burn brighter. Bobby Jindal is an Indian by way of India. Came to this country and he rose in politics up to be governor, elected by a slave state full of Confederates. And they thought Bobby Jindal was the man. And Louisiana chose him. So that's what we got on the racist Republican side. Now, what do the Democrats have on their side? They got 3 white turkeys. That's all they got. It's all white meat on the party platform. You got Bernie Sanders, a communist, spent his honeymoon at Lenin's tomb. You've got the governor of Maryland. He really screw that state up. And then you've got the Bee of Benghazi, the evil one. But you know what? It was predicted that she would run for the presidency. It's in the Book of Revelation. A beast will appear in the heavens, and her tail will sweep the stars from the sky. She'll have seven heads and seven Democrats. Yeah. It's in the book of Revelation for you Bible thumpers. Okay, it's kind of hard to thump the Bible when you're carrying two rifles, isn't it? But we could do it, can't we? Okay. So, let's see where I am. Oh, yeah. Every time I turn on the news or go online, Trump is being attacked. If you go to AOL today, they got a picture. And the headline is 21 adulterers have married their mistresses. And Trump's picture is there. So I click on it and I go looking for Trump. He's down around number 7. You know who's on that list? Woody Allen. Are you going to compare Woody Allen to Donald Trump or any other normal human being? Yeah, Woody Allen, a pedophile who was praised by the press. Yeah, did he do any time, Woody? Was he living with Roland Polanski? Yeah. Unbelievable. So he came up first, Woody Allen, and this one's going to get you. The quarterback from the New England Patriots. They got him up there. You know why they got him up there? Because he endorsed Trump. Yeah. This, I got to tell you, this media is total communist. If you go and Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party, it has American media written all over it. So that's how dirty they're going to get now. Here's a picture of Trump with poop on his shoe. Unbelievable, man. So, every time I turn on the news or go online, Trump is being attacked. AOL listed 21 adulterers, including a Patriot quarterback and a Patriot businessman. But a rapist president is a Democratic saint. Every time I see Trump, he is live in another state. This guy is like the Scarlet Pimpernel. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. And that's where he is. Yesterday he was in Alabama. The day before he was in South Carolina. The day before in New Hampshire. The day before that in Florida. No one is reaching the people like Trump. No one is teaching the people like Trump. This party de la muerte, the party of death, has phony rallies placing Hillary the B of Benghazi in front of a toolbox or in front of a John Deere tractor. Yeah, they have she's there, but she should really be in front of the Mahindra tractor because all her deals are in India, not in the USA. This is the last time you will see that lie because she'll never be caught dead in front of a John Deere tractor again. She is not getting off the hook. She must pay for Benghazi. The four Americans her and Obama hung up on must be avenged. And the only way to avenge them is to tell the true story and let the public give a verdict. Nobody bought that video lie. You know, the video lie, they had a guy that made fun of Mohammed, and they said, we'll use him, he's a dope, and nobody will miss him when we put him in jail. They just let him out the other day. Nobody bought that video lie. I saw that video. When they said it had to do with a video a day later, I said, let me see this video. I went to YouTube. I was the 400th visitor. 3-year-old boys are coming home from preschool with girls' coloring books. Public schools in New York are not teaching English to Latino immigrant kids. I spoke to a teacher a couple of months ago. I said, what's happening? She says, what's happening is that the children of immigrants, the parents, and she had a special name for them. What was the name? humble beginnings. That means the parents don't speak English. So the kid's at a disadvantage because when he goes home, nobody speaks English in the house. So the kids are failing English in school. So the teacher goes to the principal and says, the kids are failing, and that's going to look bad for us. And the principal says, just teach them Spanish only. How's that? Does that blow your mind? Just teach them Spanish only. The Ten Commandments are gone, along with the conscience of the nation. Our tax money is being used to murder children. And drugs is killing us. I got to tell you that. Drugs is killing us. And we lost the war on drugs a long time ago. I knew that when they appointed a drug czar, a pipe-smoking general. And he looked like a college professor in a military uniform. And it was all over. It's finished. And you want to know something? 80%, at least 80% of all crime committed in the United States is drug-related. Or nonviolent crime and violent crime. And it's really sad. I spoke to a girl who is an attorney for the state. She handles family matters. She is a lawyer. She told me the story of parents who are drug addicts, and they had four kids. And I never knew this before. I never heard these words ever in my life. Do you know what a target child is? A target child is one child in a family is singled out for abuse by the parents. The parents are drug addicts. They beat and starved the kid to death. His body lay in the house for at least 3 or 4 days. Finally, when he started to smell, they threw him in the dumpster. And the kids were playing around the dead body. They had to go to court for an appearance because the children were being taken away from them. And they showed up stoned. How's that? You don't think that doesn't go on in America? Times how many? Tax money is being used to murder children and sell their eyes. Every day, 4,700 American babies are tortured in Democrat chop shops, supported by me and you. Planned slaughterhood daily kills 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino and Niños. I got a picture that sometimes I put up on, I know where it is. You go to YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tam. YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tam. There's a full-grown black baby in a bucket. You can see his hair is grown. He's dead in a bucket. And surrounding his bucket are other buckets. But, you know, that was the photographer focused on that. You can only see the edges of the other buckets. But in every bucket, you know, there's a kid. It is horrible. It is horrible. We need Trump's wall. We need the wall. We need Trump. We are out of time. We can't lose with Trump and Cruz. Beware of rhinos who tell you they can reach across the aisle to the communist side. If Trump reaches across the aisle, it will be to slap the sellouts. It is time to come back to God, country, family, and apple pie. More tea, anybody? Viva El Trumpo. They say he's not going to get the Latino. That was the first thing out of their mouths. He said he's going to build a wall. He says, well, he's not going to get the Latino vote. He's going to get more Latino votes than you can imagine. Viva Cristo Rey and Vaya Conte Fiesta. Go with the Tea Party. I'll give you a tune. Okay, we're back. Question for today. Why do the Democrat candidates remind you of a Thanksgiving dinner? Because it's all white meat. You know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get caught stealing? The Republican says, I did not do it. He lies. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. On Thursday, Lebanese media reported that Turkish helicopters violated Syrian airspace during the morning and flew over a 20-kilometer stretch of territory in northeastern Syria. You know, friends, you know what bothers me? Everybody's thinking of scenarios now that ISIS is, Obama is importing ISIS and using little children as photo ops to make America feel guilty about having their throats cut. And he's a coyote, folks. He's a coyote. Every undocumented child that was smuggled into this country, many are in the hands of evil people. And they're in sex shops. And they're in porn. And they're going to die. And nobody's going to miss them because nobody knows they're here. And Obama is a coyote and a sex slave. Turkish helicopters violated Syrian airspace and flew over a 20-kilometer stretch of territory in northeastern Syria. The news in Iraq reported that residents of the Alyan border area in Syria heard the sounds of helicopters and saw them hovering overhead at a very low altitude. The overflights by Turkish helicopters also continued during the day and were confirmed by Kurdish YPG forces. One of the helicopters was 3 kilometers into Syrian territory. And you see that Putin is moving highly sophisticated missiles into the area. He's got an invasion force. I heard 150,000 troops are scheduled to go there. And what do we got? We got 10. And a good negotiator. Yeah. He won't give as many nukes as he did to Iran. The move came less than 24 hours after Turkey shot down a Russian Su-24 fighter plane that Ankara says violated Turkish airspace and had warned 10 times before it was shot down. The BBC published an audio recording of the Turkish warnings to the Russian plane. The Turkish action against the Russian Air Force in Syria caused an unprecedented crisis between the countries, and some think it could spark the Third World War. Folks, you don't want a Third World War. You know, think of it this way. It's cheaper to keep the terrorists out than it is to let them in. 10,000 Stinger missiles are missing that we would shipping somewhere. And you know what? Think about this. It just came to mind. Before Chris Stevens was attacked, an hour before, he said goodbye to the Turkish ambassador. And that I believe they were doing a Stinger missile deal to get the Stinger missiles into Syria through Turkey. Now, some people say that we're missing 10,000 Stinger missiles. If only a 50 to 50 Al-Qaeda in the USA, they could hit 50 airports. They don't even have to shoot the plane out of the sky. All they got to do is shoot a plane on the tarmac. Once the word gets out, that's it. Nobody's flying anywhere. We're going to be shut down like Belgium, who, by the way, caught 850 rifles, and they look like sniper rifles coming into Belgium today, being smuggled in to a country that has it's a gun-free country. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And Western journalists reported that Glenn Beck had warned that because of Turkey's NATO membership, the violation of Turkish airspace by a Russian fighter plane could force NATO members to respond with a demand to invoke Article 5 of the NATO Charter. That article requires NATO to respond with war if one of the NATO members is attacked. There's a guy that has a website and a blog. His name is Walid, W-A-L-I-D, Shubat. Some of this stuff is crazy. But this guy, he gets upfront first-hand information. I've gone out to him to see if he has any photos of celebrations in Newark, New Jersey, Jersey City, and Brooklyn the night of 9/11. Because I had heard that they were celebrating. And I'll tell you, there were a lot of people on Staten Island who wanted to retaliate based on that rumor. Beck's observation is correct. In theory, NATO members could demand to invoke Article 5. However, there have been Russian violations of Turkey's airspace before, after the Russian intervention in Syria, and that didn't trigger military action by Turkey or other NATO members. In this case, it's important to understand that both Russia and Turkey have no interest in starting a huge war that could end up as World War III. The conflict between Tayyip Erdogan's Turkey and Russia is over the future of Syria and the wider Middle East. Erdogan's Ottoman imperial aspirations in the Middle East have been clear from the beginning since the start of the current turmoil in the Middle East. First off, I got to tell you, I love the Turks, and my love is based on their relationship with American troops in Korea and all the GIs that came home from the Korean War had high praise for the Turks. They called them very brave and good soldiers. And I was told that they all carry swords. I was told that if you ask to see his sword, when he pulls the sword out, he will grab your thumb and he will just a little nick to draw blood, because he can't draw his sword without drawing blood. So that's a little trivia. So these people, they are very, very taciturn, if that's the right word. In this case, it's important to understand they have no interest in World War III. Erdogan wants Assad out of power and would like to expand Turkey's airspace and airbases for attacking the Islamic State. The deal brought Turkey into the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition, but Erdogan used the deal solely to prevent further conquest of territory. Turkish border. Russia, on the other hand, wants to protect and consolidate Assad's rule over Syria and has already acted to win back lost territories in the western and northern part of Syria. So the towing of a Russian fighter jet was a clear signal to Putin, don't try to bring the Iran back to Assad, back to our border, and stop targeting forces that we support. This also explains Turkey's actions today, the show of force by the Turkish army in the border region in northern Syria was meant to make clear to the Russians that Erdogan will do whatever is necessary to keep the area under control. For the time being, both parties flex their muscles. Russia today announced that we'll stop the import of Turkish vegetables. I And the Turks announced, if Russia will behave itself, we'll stop urinating on the vegetables. Okay, the Russian Air Force also intensified its bombing campaign in the border region with Turkey and northern Syria. Erdogan announced he will not apologize. And Putin and the Turkish president complained that Putin won't answer his phone calls. It's like a love affair. You know, it just broke up. God help us all, man. God help us all. And we're not ready. We're not ready for anything. Just visualize the cloud from the collapse of the 911. The Clinton Towers. Do you remember the people running from the cloud? Now imagine that, people running from a nuke. We'll give you a little Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
there's a blog. Let me see what it says. It's on Clinton. She made a statement. She probably made a statement that stopping immigration would hurt the police. Really sad. Really sad. Let's see what else we got here. Email suggests that Dem senator is behind the effort to prosecute global warming. Global warming skeptics, he wants them arrested. Let's see what the name of this rat is. Oh, Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island. And who's he standing next to? Al Frankenstein. Al Franken. I don't know what's going on in Minnesota, folks. You better check the water up there. There's something going on bad. I never seen so many weirdos come out of Minnesota. Minnesota. Scientists calling for the Justice Department to prosecute global warming skeptics. May have had some help from a prominent Democratic senator, according to email records obtained by a free market think tank. Emails contained by the Competitive Enterprise Institute and independently verified by the Daily Caller News Foundation, suggest a Rhode Island Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse consulted with a group of scientists who later sent a pointed letter to the White House and the Department of Justice. Man, are we building a Gestapo, a red Gestapo? The letter demanded the feds launch a Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, or RIC, into the fossil fuel industry and their supporters. This guy should be thrown out in the cold with no clothes on and not allowed to build a fire. CEI says it obtained emails under the Washington State and Florida open record laws. The scientists, who were probably all on the payroll of the communists, sending the letter to DOJ, often copied their planning communications to White House on his private email account, along with a personal staffer and a Democratic lawyer on the Senate Judiciary Committee. We need Trump, folks. You know what the first thing Trump's going to say to the first government employee? What do you do here? Well, I give out the documents. All liberals need to go. This is from Kathy. Such total idiots. All global warming does is make scads of money for those in the know. Sir William says, just call it the Communist Democrat Party. Folks, I've been calling it that for a while. And that is good. That is good. Now, what you should know about Rhode Island is they're crazy. They're all crazy up there. You know who their governor was? Before he ran for the presidency, Lincoln, I used to call him Lincoln Chapstick, Lincoln Chafee. He looks like Alfalfa from Our Gang. And when he was governor, he outlawed Christmas trees. This is what these guys do. This is how they spend your money. You're giving this guy a paycheck. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. Yes, we shall return to a tune. It's time to go American, folks.
Can you see
what he said, the first lady had a Thanksgiving message. And did you know, once proposed, that all Americans monitor their family members at all times, even during Thanksgiving dinner, for racial intolerance slurs. It's true, whoever the article is written by. It says, I don't make this stuff up. That's right. The FLOTUS once suggested, as FLOTUS is first lady of the U.S. I got to give you a tune, and I shall be right back. Thank you. sorry about that. I don't know if we got any time left. Looks like we don't. Okay, so I'm going to say sayonara. Sorry about the short show. But somebody knocked on my door. I had to take care of them. Have a nice day.